Hello, Robin Sheridan, Spirit Whisperer of Higher Consciousness, helping people connect to their hearts, their minds, their bodies, and souls. I am so truly grateful that all of you have been listening to my podcasts over the last year, and I hope you are all enjoying the new series, The Coffee Chat. As an intuitive reader, healer, medium, Akashic soul practitioner, and Reiki master, I know how important it is to bring spirituality into your entrepreneurial business. So sit back and relax and enjoy my guests. Hello, everybody. It's Robin Sheridan, Spirit Whisperer of Higher Consciousness, with her coffee chat. We have an amazing guest today, and her name is Brenda B. Bailey. I am so excited to have you, Brenda. Thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you, Robin. I always appreciate the opportunity to be able to chat and share information with people.
Well, I would love for you to tell the audience what you do, because I had to really wrap my head around this, but it's fascinating. So go ahead and explain a little bit about your modality.
Absolutely. So just so everybody knows, I have 13 different certifications in integrative healing, and this has been part of my path for the last 29 years. It's always been about looking into me and seeing what's out there, but about 14 years ago, I came across the modality called Theta Healing, and it really just, as I say, the heavens parted and the angels sang, and even though I've gotten more modalities since then, they always confirm that this is the one for me. And what I really like about it is people can tell me how they think and how they feel, but what you create in life is what you believe. Now, most of the information that's out there in the general public is that, you know, change how you think and you'll change how you believe. And that's the long, arduous road. And as I say, we all have free will. And if that's what you want to do, more power to you. But as I was just telling Robin, I love things that save me time, money, and energy. That's a part of who I am. And so what Theta Healing does is it changes beliefs, trauma, non-forgiveness at a cellular level. So it changes your DNA, actually. But it bypasses the conscious and subconscious mind. Because as much as, like, a lot of the modalities that work with the subconscious are great, but the deal is that if your beliefs at a cellular level don't support them, then it's not a permanent, it won't happen, or it's not permanent. It's one of two things will happen. And I often use, because I'm a certified hypnotherapist, I'm also a certified NLP practitioner, that if, like, say somebody wants to quit smoking, right? And you'll hear about it. They'll go to a hypnotherapist and some quit and some don't. The reason is that the person who was able to quit, their subconscious lined up with the beliefs that they had. They were able to do it. The person who didn't, is because their beliefs didn't support it. So what happens is that when we change those beliefs on a cellular level, your thoughts and your emotions will just follow. So I always say it's an occupational hazard, because if you want to be confirmed and validated for what you do for a living, do not become a Theta Healer. Because people will just change and they'll just do it and they're out of their heads and it'll just happen. And sometimes they're aware that it was maybe the Theta Healing that helped them, and sometimes they're not. But luckily, I don't need for them to be aware for it to change or for me to love what I do. So
that is really interesting. So there's this process that you use that allows you to go into their cellular memory, and you have a way of releasing that cellular memory, correct?
Yes. And please understand, it's not me. I mean, I'm just going to be transparent, because this is a spiritual, you know, new age group. Is that it's God, creator, whoever you believe to be your higher power. It's not me that's actually doing it. It's me who's discovering what needs to change. And then what I get to do is witness it being changed on a cellular level. So what you, but I want to be clear, it's not me. you know, and I love that it's not me, honestly. So
I absolutely love that, because there's so many times that I'm, you know, you try to explain, I'm a Reiki healer, right? You try to explain to people that you're the facilitator. You are the witnesser. You open up the space. You open up the sacred space and you allow this healing to happen. But at the same time, their soul needs to be willing to release it. So as you were saying, the people who don't release it, it's because they're not there yet. They're not ready to make that transition. Correct?
Right. And the brain is like 3/4 of the way there. I mean, our brain, once we say yes, that's, you know, it happens. But it's also being able to, and one of the things that I think is really important to say, whatever, I mean, there are many roads to get to where we want to go. There are many people to work with. So whoever we decide on, however that is, that's your choice. Vet the person, be intentional, understand what it is that you want. It's that way, like if you decide to work with a coach, I mean, you know, who you decide to remodel your home. I mean, you have to know what it is that you want and trust your intuition on that. And the cool thing that allows me to do it as well as I do is because the clearer the healer, the clearer the healing. 29 years ago, I did not start on my journey because I thought I wanted to help people. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I was in a lot of pain. There were a lot of things, you know, I was unhappy. I needed to figure it out for myself. But as, and part of my journey and as working on myself, you know, I discovered a modality that I felt like everybody ought to know. That's why I'm a certified instructor with it. And I also feel like that everybody ought to have, you know, the opportunity to be healed by it. And we can be healed in so many different ways and on so many different levels with this modality, which is what makes it quick, easy, painless, and permanent.
Oh, I love the permanent part. And it's true that we are led to the person who can help us deal with the situation at the time.
And, but that's your intention.
Yeah, if that's your intention. And yeah. However, you know, you may not always stay with that person. You may be drawn to somebody else because there's somebody else who can talk to you in your language. Sometimes I have a language barrier with the person I'm trying to communicate with. Have you ever had that?
No.
Oh.
But, and I will say why. It's because, and I really deal with mainstream America. So I'm guessing, Robin, that it was somebody who was just a little bit too, you know, mainstream for you, that they just didn't have a, you know, frame of reference for how you were. Would that be correct? Or would
yes, no, thank you. Perfect. Because, you know, I work with spiritual in the Akashic soul readings. I work within energies. And you come from, I'm going to say, a business background.
Absolutely.
And you attract people from business backgrounds, so you can talk to them on that level. So when I get somebody that comes to me that knows absolutely nothing about spirituality, I can really struggle to try to explain to them how this is going to help them.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is that we meet people where we are at and we meet them where they are at. And sometimes it's just not a connection or a meet, and it just is. And I feel like that's one of my, it's not a superpower, but it's one of my benefits, is that one, unfortunately or fortunately, there's not much that I often say that there's not much that a person can talk about that they've gone through that I haven't, other than, you know, being in a cult. I haven't done that. Although I do say that I was raised Catholic, and that's kind of, it's almost, there's not much that I can't hold space for, because I've been through it a lot. And I also have been out, like, in corporate America and out in the mainstream, and was raised very mainstream. So I can speak to somebody mainstream, but I can also get as woo-woo as you like. I used to say that I'm a woo-woo person with a business background. So I can go, you know, like I said, I consider that like one of the benefits of for myself is that I can relate to anybody typically pretty much on wherever they're at. Cause I've been there some time in my life, I guess.
Oh, you know, I do. I love that ability. I am still learning how to, it's so funny because sometimes I can meet somebody and we just start talking and the words will just flow and it's so easy and there's nothing difficult about it. And yet there's somebody else that comes and it's like, I can change. It's kind of like musical chairs. I keep trying to change what I'm trying to say to get them to understand what I'm trying to get them to understand. And I just have to laugh at myself because then I start tripping over my tongue and then I kind of feel stupid.
Well, and I would say there are one or two things going on for you, right, Robin? Well, yeah. One, you know, you can feel however you feel, but yeah. You might want to just cancel and send that like to God's life. Don't, you know, I mean, because it's probably either an indicator like that you're not meant to work with them.
Right.
And, or they're bringing up something for you to look at.
I love that.
So, yeah. I mean, it's one of the two things and it's however you, you know, whatever that is, I'm not going to say it's definitely this one or definitely, but it's usually that. And that's why I say, you know, for me, I like to work with people who want to dive deep and what's kind of cool is I don't have to know like every detail when I'm working with somebody. This is going to be a frame of reference for some of us who are older. So you youngins might have to Google this, but I like to consider myself like Dragnet, that I just want the facts.
Right.
You know, I often tell people because my intro session with people is 90 minutes and it was designed so that people don't have to work with me again. Like I want to, you know, unless they want to go deeper, you know, but I have programs for that. I don't, but the session is just like, do theta healing, bring a list. I give you suggestions for the list. We'll cover everything on your list. And I kiddingly say, men usually bring a list of three things and women bring 7 pages front and back. We can cover it all. Doesn't matter. Okay. But I know that you're going to get to move on and we're good. And that's, you know, for me, I've been in situations where I felt dependent on somebody as far as that, as far as my emotional and spiritual well-being. And I don't think it's a good place to be. So I feel like that what I could do for people allows them to be more empowered and trust their knowing. Because so much of our trauma and our non-forgiveness and our beliefs held at a cellular level prevent us from knowing what we know, and we know a lot.
Oh, I agree. If you believe in past lives, which of course I do, and I'm sure you do, we get punished for doing things in past lives. So when we come here and we start going down the same road, all of a sudden our ego is screaming and saying, stop, you can't do this. This is what happened last time. And that's ingrained in our cellular level. So if we don't do that deep dive, we're not going to understand why every time we go to do something, we hit that brick wall. Now, I have a quick question because you piqued my interest. Do you get the men to add to their list if they only bring 3? Like, are you able to get more out of their
list? I ask questions, right? Because I don't need to know, like, all of the details of all the trauma in your life. I don't need to know any of that. I don't need to know the whole list of who you need to forgive or why you need to forgive yourself. But I do need to know, you know, just a few other things, like possibly why some things are challenging you in your life and what are your repeating patterns. And because this is the deal, for most of us, we don't know why we do what we do. And I say this with love. Sometimes us knowing, and I hope I don't offend Robin, I'm just going to say that. Sometimes knowing about a past life is helpful because then it explains things and it allows us to have mercy and compassion, mm-hmm. but it doesn't change it. So with theta healing, that's why we change things on 4 different levels. So one is, we call it history, and it's our past lives, but it's also mass in group consciousness, right? Because, and Lord knows we know about that right now, and not, and energetically, not even like verbally, but energetically how we're being influenced and what we inherit, right? Because you know that there's a point that you come into your life and you're like, oh my God, I've become my mother, right? Or I married my father, you know, that type of thing. It's like, sometimes, you know, it's just in us. But with Theta Healing, we can change that. And also, you know, the beliefs that we carry that we've created in this lifetime. And then also like just what we carry around in our soul. But in the world, according to Brenda, typically it's something from a past life. I get to say that in this group. I know, again, when you're dealing with mainstream, I don't get to say that all the time, but I get to say it here. And it's something that's happened to us in our past life. So we have joined the lineage who's going to support that, right? We've got the ancestors who are going to support that. And we create our life in what we bring in. So it's like, if I have this past life, you know, like, I don't even know what to say about that, but if I have this belief or I have this action that I was punished for, like for misusing my power, and then all of a sudden I come here, I'm going to create situations that will make sure that I don't misuse my power. So maybe I have like an overbearing father or, you know, something like that, or I live with a parent with addiction or raised by a parent with addiction. You know, there are things that we'll create here. And it's not like all of a sudden we got these beliefs here. It's like, we had them. We came in with them. They were in our DNA. And then we just created the scenario to support it. It goes like, see, that's true. You know, that's what will happen. That's what will happen. And so, and then it just all, you know, falls into place for us. So with Theta Healing, we change it on all of those levels, which is why it's permanent. And I don't have to know where it comes from. I don't have to know the story behind it. With Theta Healing, the cool thing is, because I've been doing this for 14 years, so I'm not going to say all Theta Healers are like me, but I'm talking about me, is that I can hear where you're at. You can tell me where you want to be. And I'll put the dots together. I'll figure out what needs to shift. And maybe I need to, maybe you just came with three things on a list and I need to ask a question or two. But a lot of it is just to confirm already what I know. Because that's what Theta Healing is. It's the co-creation with who I believe to be my higher power in order to bring, you know, you where you want to be and where you need to be. And that's the cool thing. And that's why people love this modality. It's because it's like, I don't need to do an affirmation. I don't have to like open up the wound and feel the pain again and pour salt in it. I don't have, it's like, oh no. Cause how's that working for you? Typically it's not, right? Or it works a little bit, but I believe that we all deserve to be free of our suffering and what gets us caught in those repeating patterns. Because we reach a certain age and we start to see the patterns, right? We start, you know, it's different aisles, same pew type thing. And we all of a sudden figure out like, oh, the common denominator in this is me.
Yes.
And, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. That was my biggest epiphany when I, you know, after my fourth marriage failed and I'm going back through all my journals and I'm like, oh my goodness. And you come to this epiphany that you're the one constant. So you're the one attracting this. What is broken in me that I have to change so that I no longer attract narcissistic personalities into my life? And what was my life lesson? So my life lesson this time was self-love. So until I learned to love myself, I was going to continue to bring in those narcissistic personalities.
Right. And my guess is that Robin had a parent that was narcissistic, or she wouldn't have known how to attract it to begin with, right? Yeah. I mean, it's like, and it's like, it's not like, you know, right. And it's not like, you know, like all of a sudden she just picked this up out of the air. And even from a Theta Healing perspective, because if you read the book on Theta Healing, Vianna Stabal, who created the modality, she does a lot of physical healing. And that's where her zone of genius is. That's not my zone of genius. I mean, what I found, if I address the spiritual and the emotional, a lot of physical will just shift, but it's not where I want to do my focus. And, you know, the thing is as well, is like, she'll even say like, it's not that diabetes runs in your family. It's the beliefs that cause diabetes that run in your family. It's not that, you know, an addiction runs in your family. It's the beliefs and the trauma that cause the addiction, right? That run in your family. And that's why, you know, again, what we inherit is just a big thing. And a lot of times, you know, and then when we're in our family dynamics in this dimension, and, you know, where we're in the pecking order of being born and, you know, all of that, it all contributes to how we as adults go into the outside world. But the big thing that ends up happening, because most of us, I'm not going to say all of us, but most of us are intelligent beings. And man, are we relentless on ourselves on non-forgiveness? We make a mistake and, you know, we hold it over our heads. I often say, you know, like as far as like my perpetrators did nothing compared to what I continued as an adult to do to myself.
That
I have been my worst abuser and perpetrator.
That is just so true. We really, our self-talk is way more ugly than anything anybody could ever have done to us. You're absolutely correct. I have been date raped. I blamed myself for going out on a blind date.
You know,
I never made him take responsibility for it. I was like, well, that's what you get for going on a blind date. We're really, really hard on ourselves. And
society supports us in that, unfortunately. Yeah. You know, mass consciousness. I'm not going to say like you listening to this, because more than likely, if you're listening to this, you wouldn't. But, you know, we really blame the victim. Mm-hmm. And we fall into that.
Yeah.
And as children, you know, like if our parents aren't happy, somehow it's our fault. If our parents get divorced, it's our fault. If they beat us, it's our fault. As children, this is just what we do. Because our parents are our gods. I mean, it's not like, and some of us have parents that want us to, you know, want us to think that they're our gods, but it's just part of that makeup of who we are as human beings. We just do that. And then either they fall off their pedestal or they do things. And again, if you can imagine as a child, if your parent is your gods, if your parents are your god, how that messes with your faith and you having a relationship with whoever to be your higher power because of where they were in their humanness and who they were. It messes with us. I mean, honestly, the whole fact that we have like people who can function is a miracle. And, you know, and we're so resilient and we do discount a lot of things. It's part of, we either disassociate or we discount in order to be able to function.
Yeah, I was so programmed as a child that I never stood up to my father till I was 27 years old. Imagine being 27 years old and finally having the guts to tell your dad, your opinion is not my opinion. I respect your opinion and you need to respect mine. 27 years old before I was able to say that to my dad. You know, right. It's really amazing. Well, we're coming to our 30 minutes, and I know I promised you I would keep it to 30 minutes. I absolutely love that we had this wonderful conversation. Now, can you tell people how to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. So please understand that I work primarily, my big thing is that, you know, money's not the most important thing, but it touches everything that is. So I'm a huge supporter of people making money. And as an entrepreneur of 28 years, I work a lot with entrepreneurs, but I work with everybody, right? Because I get a lot of referrals. So if you're not an entrepreneur, it's cool. Please feel free to, and if money is not an issue for you, please feel free, you know, to contact me for other reasons. But I really love to help people make more money. And that's by clearing their traumas, their beliefs, their non-forgiveness on a cellular level, because it makes such a huge difference. So one, if you want to have a conversation with me, you want to know more about Theta Healing, find out about a class. Maybe this is something that I'd want to take, or how could I utilize that in the business that I have? I can explain that to you. And again, there's no strings attached to it. I'll have a 30-minute conversation with you, like me and Robin have, like this. And it's not so bad. It's pretty fun. And you can ask any questions that you have. And if I can't help you, if I know I can't, I won't tell you that I can. And if I know that I can't, I typically can recommend somebody, because I've been around and I know people. So I'm happy to give referrals and recommendations that you can, again, there's no strings attached to anything. It's not a, there's no attachment to anything. And so what that looks like is www, you can schedule it, www.chatwithbrendab.com. So you can always schedule like a little 30-minute chat. You can do it Zoom, phone, however that works for you. And I'm happy to discuss, you know, whatever questions you may have. Also, I have a draw to you income. Like if you want to, I have a meditation and it's free. It's an MP3. It's all about intention. So if you want to be able to draw income, abundance, you know, finances to you, make that your intention. If it's something else, make that your intention. You can still use my meditation. And it's 1 minute and it's free. And I recommend that people do it first thing in the morning, last thing in the evening for 30 days and see how your life changes.
And is that on your website?
It's on www.shatteryourincomeceiling.com.
Okay.
So shatteryourincomeceiling.com, you can get the free MP3. Now, in the beginning, it comes with like a 5-minute explanation on an MP3, so then you know how to utilize it. But it's just listening to it, and it will change, you know, the trajectory of your day. It will also just change the trajectory of your life. I get emails all the time. So, I mean, please. Get it, you know, because a lot of times, you know, again, we get these processes and it's like you have to, you know, lower the lights and turn on the candles and do this and do that and think about this and think about that. And then the likelihood that we're going to do it is, you know. So I really wanted to have something for you for free to make it easy for you to have change in your life. And then if you like that and you'd like more, then contact me, right? And again, happy to chat with you to see and answer your questions. So, and I'm just so glad, Robin, that we were able to connect and do this. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. I love all of the many women who are coming to these podcasts and sharing their personal growth and their gifts and their skills. And there's somebody for everyone. And I love that you know, helping entrepreneurs getting in past their blocks is so important. So thank you so much, Brenda B. Bailey from shatteryourincome.com. Thank you for being a guest. And
shatteryourincomeceiling.com.
Oh, sorry. Shatteryourincomeceiling.com. Right. Perfect. Don't want to mess that up. Especially for
talking about that before this, right? Go to the right place, folks. Shatteryourincomeceiling.com.
All right. Well,
if I don't want to shatter your income, I want to shatter your income ceiling.
Thank you so much. Oh, she's got an amazing sense of humor, people. You're going to love chatting with her. Please take her up on her 30-minute call. You will never regret it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Brenda. I'm really grateful you were here and you have a lovely evening.
All right. Thank you.